Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Beberapa komunitas dan organisasi keagamaan mengatakan mereka menentang aturan yang hanya mengizinkan orang yang divaksinasi lengkap untuk memasuki tempat ibadah. Komunitas Kristen, Muslim, Hindu, dan Sikh telah berbicara kepada SBS News tentang keprihatinan mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib untuk SBS News. Ketika Premier New South Wales Gladys Berejiklian mengumumkan akan ada kebebasan yang lebih besar bagi orang-orang yang sudah divaksinasi penuh, hal itu telah menimbulkan kekhawatiran.
The important thing to note is when we get to 70% double dose, the freedoms that we'll be experiencing will be those who are fully vaccinated. We know that the risk of having or developing severe illness is reduced when you're fully vaccinated. The risk of you getting the virus or passing it on to others is severely reduced when you're vaccinated. But also at 70% double dose, there'll still be restrictions in place.
Bagi mereka yang tidak divaksinasi, kehidupan bisa tetap sama seperti sekarang, masih terkunci kecuali untuk layanan penting. Namun, para pemimpin agama mengatakan ibadah di gereja, masjid, kuil, dan sinagoga harus dianggap penting. Beberapa melobi Menteri Kesehatan Brett Hassett secara langsung mengenai masalah ini, dan mereka mengatakan beberapa pendeta secara terbuka mempertimbangkan pembangkangan sipil jika pemerintah mengamanatkan vaksinasi penuh untuk para jemaah. Perwakilan dari agama Kristen, Muslim, Hindu, dan Sikh telah mengatakan kepada SBS News tentang keprihatinan mereka itu. Pendeta Anglikan Philip Colgan adalah pendeta senior gereja Anglikan St. George Utara. Ia mengatakan pembangkangan sipil bukanlah apa yang dianjurkan dan bukanlah jalan ke depan.
The conundrum for Christians, I think, here is that the general stance of all Christian churches is to comply with the government. And to encourage that from all Christians. So the New Testament, the book of Titus, for instance, says, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. And that's why we have been so willing and happy to give up our rights, if you like, through this whole pandemic to do what's been needed for the good of society, following government guidelines.
Dengan direncanakannya pengenalan paspor vaksin, dapat menyebabkan orang yang tidak divaksinasi dapat dikecualikan dari semua kegiatan. Philip Colgan mengatakan hal itu menimbulkan kekhawatiran.
For Christians, the idea that we would exclude anyone from the church is extremely problematic because it goes against the very essence of the gospel. Jesus included the sinners, he included the outcasts, he went and touched the lepers. The people no one else would talk to or include, he included them. And for the sinners and for people with views that then needed to change, they changed afterwards, after they met Jesus. But it's not our job to ask people to change and then we'll let you into church.
Monica Dumit berasal dari Keuskupan Agung Katolik Sydney. Dumit mengatakan seluruh gereja dari Paus Franciscus ke bawah mendorong orang untuk divaksinasi.
We've seen a high take-up of vaccination amongst faith communities and some of the lockdown LGAs, where the most religious in the country are also some with the highest vaccination rates. Just last week, I think I saw a vaccination pop up in a church car park. And so the faith communities have really been behind the vaccination message.
Namun ia mengharapkan bahwa tempat ibadah bisa dianggap sebagai tempat yang esensial.
What we're asking is for the government and New South Wales Health to understand that faith is essential and religious worship is essential, and to correctly categorize it as part of an essential service that should be available to everybody and not just to the vaccinated.
Uskup Robert Rabat adalah presiden dari Konferensi Gereja-Gereja Timur Tengah Australasia yang antara lain meliputi gereja-gereja Katolik Maronite, Melkite, Orthodox, Armenia, dan Suriah. Ia mengatakan harus ada solusi yang menguntungkan kedua belah pihak, di mana orang-orang yang tidak divaksinasi dapat beribadah, namun dengan cara yang aman.
In no way we would like someone who comes to the church and he or she gets sadly hurt by being infected, but at the same time we have no right and of belittling or diminishing the spiritual need of a person who, once the doors are open, he or she, God forbid, is told you cannot come into the church.
Ia mengatakan orang Kristen diperintahkan untuk mengasihi sesama mereka.
We cannot impose it on people. They have to come to their own final decision. But we remind them, as I said, of the second commandments, and we try to encourage them as long as they follow the right steps, as I say, calling upon their doctor, who knows more than I do from a physical point of view, whether a person can or should not receive the vaccine.
Enver Yasar dari Masjid Gallipoli di Auburn di Barat Sydney mengatakan, jika pemerintah melarang Muslim yang tidak divaksinasi mengunjungi masjid, maka para jemaat harus mematuhinya. Namun, logistik dari usaha semacam itu akan menciptakan situasi yang paling sulit karena umat Islam menghadiri masjid 5 kali sehari, tidak hanya sekali seminggu seperti kebanyakan agama lain.
So our concerns are more around policing such a requirement. How do you ensure that the people coming through your doors 5 times a day for a period that could span up to 18 hours, you know, double vaxxed, etc. It doesn't work well with the open door policy that we have at the mosque where, you know, of mosques in general, I should say, where you can just show up and do your prayer.
Dewan Imam Nasional Australia dan Masjid Gallipoli telah bekerja untuk menyebarkan pesan bahwa vaksin adalah jalan ke depan. Imam Ibrahim Dadun dari Dewan Imam Nasional Australia mengatakan organisasi tersebut telah bekerja dengan agama-agama lain.
Now there is somewhat agreement amongst the faith groups that we do not want to police the vaccination status of people who want to attend for worship. We believe that places of worship is a sanctuary and we do not need to discriminate between those who are vaccinated and unvaccinated. Now, in saying that, we are well aware that there are some risks involved. We have engaged with experts in the field to come up with a proposal on what it would look like on a safe way to conduct prayers with both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated population in public places of worship.
Daerah Barat Sydney mengalami penguncian paling keras termasuk jam malam, fatwa atau dekret telah dikeluarkan. Imam Dadun mengatakan, dekret tersebut menyatakan bahwa vaksin COVID-19 tidak melanggar aturan Islam dan ada kewajiban agama untuk divaksinasi untuk melestarikan kehidupan manusia.
Released this fatwa that it is permissible to take the vaccine. And the Australian National Imams Council encourages everyone to stay safe and to take all measures that's required to stay safe and to keep the family and loved ones and the community at large safe. And inshallah, with the opening up of the mosques, we would also encourage everyone to do all measures that's required so they can remain safe and keep the loved ones safe.
Ia mendorong semua orang untuk mendapatkan informasi mereka dari sumber yang berpengetahuan dan tidak mendengarkan informasi yang salah di media sosial. Di dalam komunitas Hindu dan Sikh, sentimennya sama, mewajibkan paspor vaksin untuk masuk ke tempat ibadah adalah konsep yang asing bagi kedua agama itu. Surinder Jain adalah Wakil Presiden Dewan Hindu Australia. Ia ingat ketika India mencatat lebih dari 300 ribu infeksi dan lebih dari 3.000 kematian setiap harinya. Ia mengatakan angka tragis itu mendorong mayoritas komunitas Hindu untuk divaksinasi.
Almost every one of us lost a relative. I lost 2 cousins during that time. So Hindus who live here, they really understand how serious this infection is, how easily it can wipe you out. Most of us realize how important vaccination is, and we are trying to get our hands on any vaccination that we can get. Most of the suburbs where Indians live in large numbers, vaccination rate is more than 80%.
Namun Jain mengatakan pemerintah seharusnya tidak mendikte siapa yang boleh menghadiri tempat ibadah atau tidak.
Religion and government, they are separate and they should remain separate. Places of worship are places of refuge for people who are down at the bottom of the society, either physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Place of worship is where people turn to when they are in despair, when they are in pain. That's when people turn to God. And stopping someone just because they have not been vaccinated is not a good move.
Sementara itu, di The Sheikh North Shore Gurudwara di Taramara, Sydney, presidennya, Harbir Bhatia, mengatakan, mematuhi arahan dari pemerintah adalah hal yang terbaik.
If you want to get rid of this, if not, say not get rid of it, but get this under control, this whole COVID thing, the more people vaccinated is going to be the way to go. And there is no doubt about it. All the medical research and everything is pointing us in that direction. So we recommend that everybody should be getting vaccination. And if the government has to take a bit of a stronger attitude, that's justifiable for the good of the community.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai agama dan vaksinasi yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.